You know, with the game getting a little bit closer, you know, some special situations we still have to get in. We're able to add a couple more today. You know, at the end of the game, you know, you have a lead. Of course, you want to run the clock out, use time up, and keep the ball. Defense is trying to get the ball at all costs. So got some good work with that today. Finished up with a good two-minute drive. Most games come down to that two-minute drive at the end. So we'll work this, you know, quite a bit just about every day. Continue to get good work. Guys are getting better. Kind of simple as that. And it's a grind, you know, over weekend at camp. It's a little tougher. Everybody's sore, you know. So each day it gets a little bit more heated, which isn't always a bad thing, as long as you don't take it too far. But, again, we're getting better. Take your question.
How's your walking wounded?
We don't really walk in wounded. Alteron Werner is running. I think I said that yesterday, but we're going to take our time with him. He's had, you know, trouble with that hamstring on a couple of occasions, so he's making progress. I'm trying to think of the other guys we have out. Kept Daquan Bowers out today. Sore. Stocker, Daquan Bowers we kept out. Nothing major. Both of them should be good to go this weekend. But again, this time of camp, normally you need a day here and there off, and there's no more than that.
Tipped interceptions today. How do you assess what was going on there?
It's about, speaking from a defensive point of view, it's about taking the ball away. Simple as that. You know, if you hold an opponent to 100 yards, Rick, and don't take the ball away, it's an okay defensive game. Got to take the ball away some kind of way. So nothing turns the game around. Every day I go over with our football team the turnover ratio and how important that is. When the ball's in there, you got to come up with it. And we did come up with a few of them today.
I know your offense has a lot of new weapons, but an offensive line is always the bedrock. You've had a lot of turnover there. I guess I was wondering, you know, guard, what's going on there. How confident are you in this unit?
We like the prospects, you know. We don't have a lot of players at the position that started a lot of games, but, you know, that's the first time. We have young talent at the line. You guys see them down there. You know, you go against Gerald McCoy every day, you get better. We're getting better. These preseason games, you know, we don't do a lot of live work on the football field. These preseason games will be so important for those guys. But we have a group of guys working there. We're not going, you know, we don't have any starting lineups or anything like that right now, but it will continue to clear up for us on who our guards will be.
How quickly can that offensive line, a lot of new guys playing together for the first time, how quick does it take to build a chemistry with one another? You got two games right out of gate, Carolina, St. Louis.
No joke. Yeah.
Pretty good defensive lines there. How quickly does the chemistry build between?
Oh, I think it comes. You know, we've been together for a while now. I don't think you have to play together 5 years to get that chemistry. We've had a lot of practices together, a lot of time together in the meeting rooms. So most of the guys here now, I mean, Green Bay is a distant memory for Evan. Cincinnati is a distant memory, you know, for Anthony. So they're coming.
You would hope the guards, I mean, what will be the games where they start to separate themselves and let you know who's in the lead, or would you have thought that would have happened before you played?
No, I think right now what we've done is players have told us who should get who gets the first opportunity, you know, who deserves reps as much as anything. That's what you try to get in these preseason games, leading up to the preseason game. Who, you know, you try to determine who will actually get the reps early on. Some of the players we know about, Gerald McCoy, and as a general rule, we play our guys, you know, guys that we know about, they'll play in the first quarter, the first game. So we do need to see with those other guys, and they've gotten themselves in position for that. We pretty much know how our rotation will go, and that will tell you a lot.
Is that the game plan, starters, probably the first quarter, maybe a little more, or are you guys still trying to figure that out?
Well, you know, I haven't talked to the players about that. You know, I have a history on what we do, feel comfortable with how we lead up to peaking at the right time, getting ready for Carolina. But, again, we'll ease our way into it. I shouldn't say ease our way into it. We'll increase it each game.
Logan,
You had Danny Gore working with the corners instead of the nickels today. Is that just a function of the depth concerns there?
No, he's been there for a few days. Once we start, you know, with some of our cornerbacks going down, Danny has bounced back and forth. You know, even if you are a starter and you can play, a couple positions, it has to help. And Danny can play nickel and corner for us. And if he's a good special teams player, which I hope he will be, adds a lot of value to our team.
Some guys are really anxious to get somebody else different lined up in front of them. Coach Tedford was saying that he goes, it's obvious that the defense knows what we're doing on offense. They're kind of getting an edge there.
Yeah, and another way around, too. So once, this many reps together, you do know that. But it's second week in training camp, game week for that first preseason game. We'll get our wits before long. But we just still have to finish up. Every rep is important. These next days we go through, we have to keep grinding through it. We're in Tampa. It's hot. Fourth quarter, you're not gonna be as fresh as you were, to start the game. So this is preparing us.
Given how high he was drafted, there were a lot of expectations from Mark Barron. He's having a great camp. I mean, do you feel that this is going to be a true breakthrough year for him? Do you think this system plays into that?
Does the system play to his strength? Absolutely. We've talked a lot, and I've heard you talk a lot about, Lavonte David and, of course, Gerald McCoy being compared to, two Hall of Famers. But we had another great safety here in John Lynch also. And Mark Barron, he looks the part. Very pleased with him. I really like what he did at Alabama, when he came out. And he had a good season last year, but it's ahead of him. What we need a big, strong safety. He'll be down into the box. But he went 3 days and had interceptions on 3 days. He has good hands for a big guy. I could talk about Mark for quite a while here, as you can see. But we like the direction he's going.
In the second week of camp, now are you pretty pleased with how quickly guys have bought into what you're trying to do in the process and just showing them how you go about business here?
Oh, I'm not surprised. And, initially when I met the players, I got that. What do we need to do to get back, to get it back? Everything we've asked them to do along the way, they've done it. And I haven't questioned anything, so it hasn't surprised me. But early in the game, still for us. We have so far to go. Pleased with where we are, but we have so far to go, and that's why we need to get to this preseason game to see.
Adrian Claiborne's taking some reps at defensive tackle. He's kind of limited in doing that, just to be polite. What have you seen with him, or what kind of skills? Just can you give some analysis about him playing tackle? Do you think he can handle that? Or?
Yeah, you say he took some reps there. He's been taking reps there all throughout. We want to see what players can do. Sometimes you're a defensive end. Defensive ends are a lot quicker. You put them inside, you could get a couple plays, when they go against some of the bigger, slower interior linemen. So we're a new staff, and we want to give guys an opportunity to prove what they can do at as many positions as possible. And can he do it? Yeah, it's not a big difference in playing. Some guys would say it's easier getting to the quarterback. It's closer, right? Close inside getting to the quarterback, why can't he do it?
Some good film from Friday night, the guys. But for young players like Charles Sims and pass protection running backs, all that kind of thing, can you tell when a young player just kind of gets it? Does he look like a guy that can play early at that position? It seems to be what separates you.
Yeah, I think you can tell, especially at skill positions. Does a guy have it? Charles Sims, I would say, has it. And again, he hasn't played a game, and right now we're not live an awful lot. Yesterday was the only day we've really taken guys down to the ground, but you can see enough in him to like, his future with us. But just talking about that, that's the last thing. He can carry the ball, he can catch the ball, but protections for any young back, that's the thing that they – will have the most trouble with early on, but he's picked things up fairly well, quickly.
You've got a lot of backs, obviously, in the backfield. Is there room for all those guys to get enough touches?
You just look how many backs they kept on the roster last year and just throughout. That's what you need. So we want to be in position where we have five or six running backs that we get a chance to choose as exactly how many. There are some spots. We know for sure you need three running backs on your roster, but from there are some flexible numbers. If it's a good football player and we think he's one of our best 53, we'll keep him on and find something for him to do. So the more the better. And, again, that's practicing out there when we're not taking guys down to the ground. I can't wait to see what they can do live.
How much of this offense, I mean, is there a certain holdback in preseason that happens, especially when you have Jeff and it's never been out there?
Now, being a Tampa guy, Rick, you're not going to ask me that question in front of everyone, right? I think most
expect to see or hope to see in a preseason game since they've not been on the field. So.
That's a fine line, seriously, that you play with that. As a general rule, I mean, people don't really know what we're going to do.
Right.
I mean, they have an idea. We have a history. Jeff has a history on what he's done in the past, but that's not who we are. So we want there to be a little bit of suspense. But at the same time, we have to keep getting better. Will we have our full game plan? No. Limited game plan in for Jacksonville. We'll increase that each week. A third preseason game, like most teams, you know, we'll do a lot more. We'll actually game plan that week. Up until then, we won't game plan. We have basic rules that should tell players, you know, how to play, where to go. And we want to see how players perform when they know what they're doing without a whole lot of mental things going on.
Jeff was saying that no one's really kind of stood up and taken that slot position by hold. The competition's still pretty stiff. Are you kind of surprised at this point of the camp that no one really has kind of stood out?
No, this is how I look at camp, though. I mean, we haven't played a preseason game. So right now, each day, I mean, guy can have a great day, but, you know, I go there and see him a few plays and he drops the ball. I try not to make too many major decisions on where guys go right now. It's just – again, it's just a process that we need to get to. And these preseason games will really determine a lot of that. We really don't know right now. Until you see a live game, you really don't know. Again, you can evaluate, and think you do, and that's where we are right now.
There you go.
Thank you.